it is now clear that the best treatment of atrial flutter in most patients is a cure. And the cure involves taking the patient to the electrophysiology laboratory, inducing the atrial flutter or mapping the atrial flutter if it's already present spontaneously, identifying the reentrant circuit, identifying a critical isthmus in the reentrant circuit, which generally means an isthmus between the inferior vena cava, coronary sinus, and tricuspid annulus that is amenable to ablation. This isthmus is not small. It varies from patient to patient, but can be as large as 2 centimeters, so that this ablation is not always easy. But what is critical is that one has to produce bidirectional block in the isthmus. When that happens, it is no longer possible for the atrial flutter reentrant circuit to circulate, and the flutter is cured.